And everyone online, peace be with you. To be with you all wearing masks, I'm not used to it as well. And I'm not used to talking with a mask on. For when I talk, my breath will fog up my glasses. But we need to get used to it. May God help us. So this morning's morning devotion, it's on Romans chapter 5. And the title I put it is The Fruit of Being Justified Through Faith. Its effect. Today God has given me a new revelation. In the past, we will split up this scripture into two sessions. 1 to verse 11, and then verse 12 onwards. And I even memorized this scripture. So what's the meaning? Sometimes it's just like that we just simply read through. Why is it like this? We don't really know. But I feel like God has given me a revelation. The relationship between the first session and the second session, to organize it together. In the past, we feel that the second half of this chapter, from verse 12 to verse 21, is explaining the verses before. Is to explain the first scripture. Well, the first session, it's clear that it's talking about the fruits of the justification by faith. But in the second half, it's like explaining the justification through faith. It's talking about the reason, the principle behind justification through faith. So this is how the Chinese Union Version has translated this. This is what they have understood. This morning, when I'm reading from the original text again, then I notice something that I want to share with you. Then it's at the first session, from verse 1 to 11. Justification through faith to the person, personally, the effect is, there are six effects. I can do this very quickly. I can take the sentence flow from verse 1 to 11, I look at it and I understand. In the past, we care a great deal about the first session, verse 1 to 11. But this is telling us what it means to be justified through faith, personally. The first effect is that to be reconciled with God. Verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is reconciliation is peace. It's to have a good relation with God, to have peace. Especially today, we really need to reconcile with God. But first, let me share. And then that we'll have a application. So the first effect is to be reconciled. You have to have peace with God. Second, through whom has guaranteed access by faith into this grace which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. So the first effect is to have peace with God. And the second is to stand in grace. That we are standing in grace. The third, that we can have joy in the glory of God. We are reconciled with God, and in this grace, we will receive God's glory. First. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know suffering produces perseverance. Here, there's joy. And the fourth effect is that we can also glory in our suffering or have joy in our suffering. Today we really need this. Today the whole world is in suffering. But we can glory in our suffering. This is the effect of being justified through faith. And in the pandemic, we're reading from Romans that we can glory in our suffering. But we need faith for this. It is the effect of being justified through faith. If without faith, we will not be able to enter into this state. Because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. So this is explaining how we may glory through in our suffering. Because suffering produces perseverance and character, and character hope. And hope will not put us to shame. For the Holy Spirit has poured out His love to us in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And while we were still sinners, Christ has died for us. And God's love is demonstrated through this. We have the love of God. The Holy Spirit pours out God's love into our hearts. And so we can have glory and have joy. And we go from perseverance to character to being not put to shame. And why we will not be put to shame is because of God's love. God's love is in us. And it takes effect in us. And so we can be joyful and have glory in the suffering. Though we are weak and we suffer. But because the Holy Spirit has poured out Christ's love into our hearts. And while we were still sinners, His love was demonstrated to us. When we sin, God has already loved us. And right now, when we are in suffering, when we're going through suffering, turmoil, as I read this, I'm reminded of Psalms 20, which we read this year. May God answer you or see you in the days of your suffering. When I get to this point, I'm really touched. God is really good. From the beginning of the year, He has already spoke to us. That in the days of your suffering, I will see you. I will answer you. Today, may God see us. protect us, so that in our suffering we can be joyful and of glory, for we have faith, for we believe God loves us. We have been reconciled with God. We are in grace already. We need to see, we will see God's glory, and we will glory through this. Verse 9 it says, since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? The fifth effect. So this is actually one effect after another effect. Is that we are exempted from God's wrath. We can have joy and we believe in God's protection. We believe in God's word to us at the beginning of the year that we can have joy. Because we believe that we have been justified through His blood, then we will be exempted from His wrath. We can be saved through Jesus Christ. We can be reconciled with Him. And we will be saved by Him. We will be saved from the wrath of God. And we are saved from the pandemic of the world. Not only so, verse 11. Not only is this so, the sixth effect. But we also boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The sixth effect, to also boast in God, or to be joyful in God. Brothers and sisters, not only can we be joyful in our suffering, but we can also be exempted from God's wrath. And we can also boast in God. What does it mean to boast in God? Is it that when we think about God, we are very happy? It might appear so on the wording. In the original text, this boast is to boast in God. That we have joy in God, it means to boast in God. That we can boast in God. That we really believe in God. We really believe in His protection. We really believe God watches over us. And we really believe in God's word. And we really believe God has given us peace. And to exempt His wrath from us, to us. So we are not shameful. We will not feel that we are unable. But that we can boast in God. That God, You are able. God, You can definitely help us. We believe in You. And when you can become like this, in the Chinese Union Version, it was translated that you can have joy in God, that you will not be depressed. You will not be depressed. And that we can be, our faith could be lifted, our hope. Justification through faith bring about these six effects. It's for us personally that we can be reconciled with God by His grace. And that we can have joy in God. And that we can boast in God. Personally, we will not be scared. Because God is with us. Today, I'm going to enter into the second session of the scripture. from verse 12 to verse 21. The effect on mankind from being justified through faith. Before, we're talking about personally to us. Today, God's revelation to me that justification through faith, what is its effect to the whole of mankind? Before we use the second half of the scripture to explain the principle of justification through faith. And so in the Chinese Univision, it says, therefore, just as sin entered into the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all sin. And in this direction, it explained the scripture. Therefore, in the original text, it's through this or through that. Through this. But we translate it into like therefore. Just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. We can't really see it clearly, its meaning. For all have sinned. In the original text, it's not for or because. But in the original text, it's on this. And we translate it as because. And so we use it to explain justification through faith. We try to explain the principle of justification through faith. All these years I've read Romans in this direction. But today I'm trying to use the new perspective. First 1 to 11, it talks about the effects of justification through faith personally. And in the second half of the scripture, it talks about the effect to mankind for the justification through faith. But this scripture is actually very important. It doesn't just explain. But we see that here it often says just one and many and all. One and all. And or many. One man and all people. That there's a strong contrast in this. So I feel this when it says all, it's talking about all of mankind. Especially in our days now. When we pray, we're not just saying the effect of justification through faith, just talking about us as it personally or the church. But we must also pray that it will come to all people and all the land. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man. In the original text, through this, and death through sin. And in this way, death came to all people. And so death come upon all people. Death through sin came to all people. Because sin has came to the world. Well, through one man, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. And so death came upon all of mankind. And all people are under death. And on this, all have sinned. And in this death, everyone sinned. Because sin has already entered the world. And everyone in the world is under death. It's as though they are in, or actually they are in the transgression. And so death came to all people. And everyone is under sin. To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given. But it was not charged against anyone's account before there's the law. Sin was already there before the law. Even though no one was charged, for there's no law, but sin is there, for there is death. Nevertheless, death reigned from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command as Adam did, who is a pattern of the one to come. From Adam to Moses, death reigned. Death reigned. Everyone had to die. Even those from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, even over those who did not break, who did not sin by breaking a command as Adam did. What does that mean? Is it that there are other sins? No. Even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come. In the original text, after Adam, the word is who. So the sin of Adam, who is a pattern of the one to come. Even those who did not sin by breaking a command as Adam did is under the authority of death. So it's talking about those who come after Adam. He is talking about the Adam, that one man sin. And though, what about those who did not sin as Adam did? It doesn't mean that they can commit other sins. But the sin that Adam had, it represents everyone. Everyone, though it appears you haven't sinned, but you have sinned because it's as though Adam is your predecessor. He was a symbol to you. Adam was a pattern for everyone. Because of Adam's sin, everyone sinned. Not that there's other sins outside of what Adam has committed. But the sin is rebelling against God. Verse 15 and 16 is very important, but it's very difficult to explain. But a gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Nor can the gift of God compare with the results of the one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. The Chinese Union Version used this to explain before. And so, verse 15, they translated it as to, but the gift is not like the trespass. If I translate it again, but is the gift not, but in the original text, but is the gift not like the trespass? And it become like an interlocutive. It's like a question mark. But is the gift not like the trespass? And this is how I understand it. Paul is saying, but is the gift not like the trespass? Well, the answer is, the gift surpassed the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? Now, because of one man's transgression, all died. So it was said before, because of Adam's transgression, all died. How much more? How much more? So what more is that? Because of one man's transgression, all died. But how much more? What's more is? What surpasses this is? Is that the gift surpassed the trespass? What is more powerful is God's grace, God's gift. Is the gift from God's grace in Jesus Christ. He's talking about two things, God's grace and the gift that is in the grace. So God has given us grace, and in the grace, God has also given us gifts. Those are the gifts. It's even more prosperous. So here's talking about grace and the gift within the grace, that it will be even more for the whole, for all people. The effect of justification through faith doesn't just come to us personally, but the effect of justification through faith, this gift, will be even more so come upon all people. It's stronger than the effect of that all died because one of the sin of one man. If one man's trespass, by one man's trespass, sin, death come to all people, then much more God's gift will come upon all people. Verse 16. Nor can the gift of God compare with the results of one man's sin. The judgment follow one's sin and brought condemnation, but the gift follow many trespasses and brought justification. One man's sin and all is judged. But this is not like gift. Gift is much stronger than this. If God's judgment came through one person, but the gift is stronger than transgression. For one sin, and everyone was judged. But what is grace? What is the gift? Is that many trespasses is being brought justification. So this is from one to many. But this is from many to be justified. So sin, trespasses, is not the end. And it's from one to many. But grace is in the end. And to support many so that they may have the gift. Verse 17. For if by the trespass of one man, death reigned. So here further explains, through the trespass of one man, death reigned. And then again, how much more? Will those who receive God's abundance provision of grace and of gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? The trespass of one man, death reigned. But what more is that? What's better is that? Because of the death of Jesus Christ, then He reigned in our life. We have received His grace. There's abundant provision of grace. And to give us this gift. And so all, everyone who received this gift, Jesus Christ will reign in us. Death cannot reign over us. How much more will those who receive God's abundance provision of grace and of the gifts of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Death cannot reign over us. Death cannot reign over mankind. The effect of justification through faith. And because of this one man, Jesus Christ, He will reign in our life, for we have received this gift. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation of all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. This explains why, how God has reigned in our lives. Because of one righteous act of Jesus Christ, it resulted in the justification and life for all people, and we receive life. Death cannot reign over us. For just as through the disobedience of one man and many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. grace reign through righteousness. So the second half of chapter 5, what it talks about is that grace reign, life reigns, and it's not death who reigns. Death through one man enter into the world, and all is under death through sin. But Jesus came from the heavens because he died for us. We receive life because we believe in him. Life reigned. God's gift, this present, surpass trespasses. We will sin, but God has a gift. This gift triumph over trespasses. Gift, this grace, life is the end. Death is not the end. So today when we share about this scripture, I feel God is not just asking us to pray. Justification through faith. Yes, it's personal. It's our church, every church. Brothers and sisters, we are all justified through faith. And its effect come upon each of us. And we have received it. And we can boast in God. We can boast in God. But we need to pray more that the effect of justification through faith may come upon all people. But all must receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. All people need to be saved. When I say this, I need to be careful. All people who believe and put their faith in Jesus Christ will be saved. May God help us. So that during the pandemic, in the time of economical turmoil, and then we might suffer financial crisis. But we must have faith in God. All people have faith in God. So in Jesus' name I proclaim, everyone who is in the church right now, all our brothers and sisters, that you will receive the sixfold effect of justification through faith. And in Jesus' name I proclaim, all the land will believe Jesus Christ. Everyone will receive the sixfold effect of justification through faith. May God bless us and give us faith. Amen.